few days ago, nobody saw it coming, and then it grew into a monster storm, and Michael roared on shore yesterday, Mexico Beach, Florida, very near Panama City. Here's how bad this storm was. I mean, this should give you a very good indication. The restaurant that never closes closed their location in Panama City, Florida, that being Waffle House. Waffle House, known for staying open during some of the worst natural disasters, but Hurricane Michael chased them into the distance. 30 Waffle Houses closed down. That's how bad the storm was. You couldn't get your mixed and mashed and slashed and dashed, whatever they call it, hash browns, right? Waffle House not able to check the damage yet. There's a curfew in effect right now. It'll be lifted here shortly, and then the cleanup efforts will begin. The waters came in, big surge, and then they went out. A significant amount of damage, to say the least. A lot of trouble, a lot of mess to clean up, and a huge problem for Michael. And again, a few days ago, it was a tropical depression, but it built quickly, grew quickly. When it went onshore, it was a Category 4 at 145-mile-an-hour sustained winds. It's now moved into Georgia and the Carolinas, where it's going to drop another pile of rain, just what the Carolinas don't need after Florence just last month. So we'll keep an eye on what's happening there, and as the cleanup begins and the sun starts to come up. The question is, how long will it take Democrats to blame Donald Trump and say that the response is terrible? The federal response is terrible. It's Donald Trump's fault. And Florida will, of course, Rick Scott's terrible. He can't address this storm, so therefore we can't vote for him for senator. Now, that's what's going to be said. I'm not saying that's what's going to be believed. Rick Scott has performed well with hurricanes in the past, like Irma last year. And that's one of the reasons he's been a very popular governor. His popularity in the mid to high 50s for some time now. One of the reasons I think he's going to do well in the upcoming Senate races. So you had that event occurring yesterday. And again, as the sun comes up, we'll have a better idea of what the damage is and the extent of damage across the panhandle into southwest Georgia and so forth. Now, while the storm was roaring, the stock market was tumbling badly. More than 831 points. Almost 832 points. 3.15% of the value of the stock market tumbling. So Michael's racing up to Florida and the stock market's racing for the basement. But for perspective purposes, October 1987, the loss was just over 500 points, 505 as I recall. But that represented 25% of the market's value. So this is just over 3% of the market's value. And there had to be a correction somewhere. The S&P 500 down 3.29%. The NASDAQ down just a skosh over 4%. A big adjustment, a three-month low. Still for the year, the market's still ahead for the year overall. As a result, Donald Trump says the Fed needs to stop raising interest rates and just chill out for a while. Relax, boys, girls. Just relax. Stop pounding on the interest rates. It's been raised 8 times this year. Just need to let it be for a bit. He called them crazy, in fact. So we're going to have a close eye on what happens on the markets today. We're also going to have a couple of people here on the program to talk about what it means. Leonard Raskin will be among those, CEO of Ruskin Global. Ruskin Global is a financial planner and investment advisory firm serving clients in Maryland. So we'll see what he has to say about where we're going with the markets. Also today on the program, William Wagner will be here to discuss this Proposition 2 redistricting in Michigan. He believes it's dangerous. A lot of folks coming out know on Proposal 2 because it's a political maneuver. They would have you believe that somehow it's putting voters in charge of redistricting. It's simply not true. It's a political maneuver to give power more to one side than to the other. And that's really what's going on there. Make no mistake. So we'll talk about that coming up today as well. A big day in news. But I want to turn my attention here to Eric Holder, the former attorney general, who is the latest to suggest that civility is not necessary, as Hillary Clinton said. And in fact, pushing back against Republicans, you can do whatever you want. They're free game. You do whatever you want. Eric Holder was speaking at an election event here just recently, And he's joined the crazy train of liberals that are calling basically for violence against Republicans and their political opponents. Listen to this. It's Attorney General Eric Holder.
It is time for us as Democrats to be as tough as they are, to be as dedicated as they are, to be as committed as they are. Michelle always says, Michelle Obama, I love her, you know. She and my wife, like, really tight, which always scares me and Barack. But Michelle always says that, you know, when they go low, we go up. No, no. When they go low, we kick them. That's what this new Democratic Party is about. Okay. We're proud as hell to be Democrats. We're willing to fight for the ideals of the Democratic Party. We're proud of our history. We're proud of our present. And we're proud of the future that we can create for this country. And we're not in this just to make a statement. We're in this to win.
Yes.
All right? And the reality is, if we don't win, people who are less committed, less idealistic, less imbued with the values that make this nation really great, will run this country.
So people that have lower values, that'd be you and I suppose. Our values don't stack up to Democrats. We're not. So when we go low, just kick us. You know, the suggestion of violence may have been rhetorical, and that's what he'll claim. I guarantee it. But when you look at Steve Scalise being shot last summer, Ted Cruz being run out of restaurants, Sarah Huckabee Sanders being hounded out of restaurants, the violence and the rage in the streets of D.C., and the violence in places being propagated by Antifa and other left-wing groups, it is shocking to me that these people, including Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder, continue to fuel and fan the flames of discontent and violence, because that's what you get out of that. You can do whatever you kick them. It may have been rhetorical, but somebody's going to take it literally. Somebody on that side is going to take it literally. Because that's how wound up they are. And that's dangerous. As we've already seen, how many more leftist madmen, like the guy that shot up the baseball field, do we need to see before you have a full and clear understanding of what's really going on? How many times do we have to see that? How many times do we have to see people get attacked? And by the way, one of the people attacked is Susan Rice's son. Susan Rice, that's right, former national security advisor, the one that went out on the Sunday talk shows to lie about Benghazi five different times. Her son is a conservative, pro-Trump conservative, that is, at Stanford. He was recently assaulted by a liberal activist. He's pressing charges. He's going to have the guy put in jail, as he should. Nobody's safe out there, not even the son of Susan Rice. Now, he is a conservative, so that makes him free game. I wonder what their conversations are like, you know, like around the Thanksgiving table. I wonder what their conversations are right between Susan Rice and her son, John. You'd wonder, wouldn't you? Hey, how are you? 14 after. It's Thursday, the 11th of October, and you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show, just getting warmed up.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
As University of Michigan regent, Andrea Fisher Newman has spent her career working to keep tuition low. That's why Newman has the support of Wolverine greats.
Hello, this is former University of Michigan football coach Lloyd Carr.
This is Jackie Harbaugh, mother of University of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh.
Hi, this is Kathy Schembechler. I want to talk to you about my friend Andrea Fisher Newman.
She's the most experienced board member and is never afraid to take a stand.
Andrea is an outstanding leader who has worked hard to keep tuition low so that all Michigan families can afford to send their kids to the University of Michigan.
Andrea does what is right for our state and our school, regardless of politics. That is why I am asking you to join me, Kathy Schembechler,
Jackie Arbaugh,
Lloyd Carr, in supporting Andrea Fisher Newman for University of Michigan Regent.
Support Andrea Fisher Newman for University of Michigan Regent and go blue. Paid for by Andrea Fisher Newman for U of M Regent.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan.